Hello, I'm Mayor Philgood with your weekly update. When describing the status of something that is being done, currently a popular response is, it's a process. Nowhere is this more true than in city government. Accomplishments do not happen overnight. This is a deliberative process which includes communicating, listening, researching, planning, and review. Almost everything mentioned today in this update is in some stage of a process. The City of Prescott's open house public meetings to share information about the proposed airport vicinity overlay zone, also called the AVO, have been well attended so far. Citizens have been able to speak to city staff, ask questions, and share their comments and concerns about the proposed district. The final open house for the airport overlay vicinity zone will be held next Wednesday on October 5th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the airport terminal located at 6600 Airport Avenue. You may arrive anytime during the allotted time period. There's not a formal presentation, but this provides opportunities to speak one-on-one with staff members who can answer your questions. After this final open house is held, the Planning and Zoning Commission will continue a public hearing on Thursday, October 13th at 9 a.m. in the City Council Chambers at 201 South Cortez. I want to assure the public that we're taking the feedback we receive very seriously. The purpose of these open houses is to help determine the best outcome for all parties involved, while also addressing issues such as public safety risks and noise levels. As noted on the agenda for tomorrow's council executive session, council will discuss and consult with the city's attorneys for legal advice and to consider the city's position regarding pending updates to the airport vicinity overlay district and related matters, including possible property acquisition and dispute resolution as allowed by Arizona revised statutes. In other matters to be reviewed during the council executive session, we will receive counsel from our city attorneys regarding the Tri-City College Prep Middle School building settlement. We will also hear about potential land acquisition and site selection for a proposed future library branch location. You may recall that in 2020, the Friends of the Prescott Public Library received a bequest of nearly $5 million from Luann Leeson, a longtime library supporter, for the construction of a new library branch. Public meetings were held in May this year to hear what features the public believed were important in a new branch library. The City Council and staff are continuing to research and investigate this possible project. As soon as we have any new information that we're able to share, you can be sure we'll do so. During tomorrow's study session, the Council will receive the first update on the Mayor's Commission on Water Policy Review and Monitoring, covering June through September of 2022. They'll also hear the plans for the Commission through the end of the year. The Council will authorize the final sale of the McCormick Street building to the Delaware Bay Properties LLC tomorrow during the voting meeting. If you thought that Founding Fathers purchased the property, you are correct. The Delaware Bay Properties is the parent company to Founding Fathers Collective. I want to congratulate the Delaware Bay Properties on their acquisition. I'm excited to see their concept for a multi-use property as it develops. The Council will also vote on a legal settlement and mutual release with Tri-City Prep to finalize a matter that has been in the works for quite a while. Also during the voting meeting, Council will consider a contract with Waterworks Engineers LLC for engineering services regarding the remediation of PFAS and arsenic in our drinking water. Waterworks Engineering LLC has extensive experience with PFAS and arsenic remediation. This contract is for a study, design, concept report, and alternative analysis to remediate PFAS and arsenic from the city's potable water supplies. The design will also be scalable to provide levels below EPA's future maximum contaminant level. expected to be published in late 2023 or early 2024. The consultant will also develop a cost estimate to reduce arsenic levels from current levels of approximately 7.5 parts per billion down to 5 parts per billion. With the information we receive from Waterworks Engineering, the city should be able to develop a plan providing definitive solutions. On Tuesday, October 18th at 1 p.m., Prescott City Council will hold a special meeting to review the top 2 bidders for potential redevelopment of the current Prescott City Hall site. At the meeting, Council will hear a staff presentation, then select the winning bid. The 2 finalists are Stroh Architecture and Silo Holdings. Mr. Doug Stroh is a noted local architect, and Silo Holdings are the developers of the downtown Hilton Garden Inn Hotel, which opened in 2020. Staff will make a presentation to the council showing the proposed projects, which both include a mixed-use concept featuring a hotel, restaurant, retail stores, and long-term rental units. Once council selects a winning bid, the sales agreement for the property will go before the Historic Preservation Commission, including renderings and design elements for review and public comment. The sales agreement and final project design will ultimately come before the City Council for consideration. We all are certainly looking forward to the final outcome. Remember, the 2022 Veterans Day Parade will be held in downtown Prescott on Friday, November 11th, 2022. This year's parade theme is Vietnam Veterans, to those that served, and the 58,479 that never made it home. Remember and respect. The City of Prescott is inviting parade entrants from the community. Participation in the parade is open to everyone, and all are welcome. Please return your entry form no later than October 21st, 2022, to assure proper staging and information prior to the event. I'm Mayor Phil Good. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next week.